schools getting less state aid are not likely to make up the difference by raising taxes as much as they could. That from Ken Cole of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards. He says districts are likely to tax less than what spending caps allow because elected school officials are aware there could be a backlash.
And they are mindful of the economic difficulties that, you know, we're all experiencing, even their local taxpayers. And so I don't imagine that they will increase their taxes to the maximum.
But skeptics say that may be unavoidable. Representative Mike Hipsch is a member of the legislature's budget writing committee. The West Salem Republican says Governor Doyle's proposed budget would shift an unacceptable level of taxes.
And while you can do some of that, you can ask for the local units of government to tighten the belt to some extent, you can't simply shift a huge amount of it there and say, oh, but don't, we really appreciate it if you wouldn't raise property taxes at all.
Some Republican lawmakers, along with business groups, have said spending controls have to be extended to local governments. Otherwise, they contend local taxes will go up. But the Wisconsin Alliance of Cities says local governments have been thrifty. An Alliance spokesperson, Rich Eggleston, says spending caps aren't necessary.
The problem is if the state tries to impose a one-size-fits-all solution on all the local governments in Wisconsin, some people aren't going to get the public protection and the public safety that they deserve.
A Legislative Fiscal Bureau report says if schools and cities keep levies in check, property taxes will rise by 8% under Governor Doyle's proposed budget. If local governments try to make up for state cuts, taxes could rise by 9%. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.